You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In the event of all the South by South hype, the European ambassador to the U.S. has landed in the Texas capital city. Ambassador David O'Sullivan, welcome to the Standard and welcome to Texas.
Thank you very much indeed. Great to be here.
Why is the EU here? I noticed that you were here for something called a cities summit. What was the message?
Well, I mean, primarily, we have a big European Union presence at South by Southwest. Texas is a hugely important state for us. It's the second largest exporter to the European Union. There are 26 billion worth of exports to the EU and over 320,000 jobs created here by European investment. So Texas-EU relations are very strong. And of course, to your point about the city summit, one of the important things and themes of this South By is the importance of cities and the environment in cities for our citizens and the role of technology in improving. And we'll be taking forward this conversation because we face many common challenges and can share good solutions.
I want to get back to what you were saying about the Texas exports. I did not realize that Texas was the second biggest exporter in the United States to the European Union. And of course, there's been quite a bit of talk on President Trump's announcement of tariffs on steel and aluminum, or aluminium, I guess, as they say in your
neck of the woods. We say aluminium, yes.
So what do you think these tariffs, what sort of impact are these tariffs going to have as the EU sees it?
Well, if they are implemented against European companies, they would affect roughly $8 billion of European Union exports to the United States. And frankly, because we feel these new tariffs would not be justified, we will put in place what we call rebalancing tariffs on a number of American exports if we had to. We're hoping we can find a solution through the possibility for exemptions, which the decision taken by the president seems to foresee.
Now, when you say rebalancing, are you talking about tit for tat here, tariffs on U.S. goods?
Well, those are your words, not mine. My word comes from the legal definition of the World Trade Organization, but it may amount to the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. And so what do you consider to be vulnerable in terms of U.S. exports? I mean, what would the EU target?
We're still looking at it. I mean, what's been in the press and quoted are things like Harley-Davidson motorcycles or bourbon whiskey or Levi's. But the final choice of products is still under discussion, and we have not taken a final decision because we hope we won't need to do this, that we can find, through dialogue with the U.S. administration, a mutually acceptable solution in the next week or two.
Can I ask you a question about this must be something that's occurred to you as well. We've been noticing that Steve Bannon, who is a former counselor to President Trump, has been in Europe over the weekend, past several days, and making headlines in France while trying to energize that country's far right-wing party. I think the line that he was quoted on was, "Let them call you racist and wear that as a badge of honor." What do you think Steve Bannon is doing in the European Union?
I think you would have to ask that question to Mr. Bannon. What I would say is that the European Union has been one of the great successful peace projects of the 20th and now the 21st century. And it has brought peace, freedom and prosperity to the nations of Europe. And we are not going to, we hope, go down the road of populism and a return to nationalism, because we know where that brought us two times in the 20th century.
Referring to the world wars, I presume. But I want to get back to this idea of the U.S. and the EU as well. They've not been adversarial, certainly, since the end of the Second World War. Do you sense that that is changing under this administration?
No, I don't. We have an incredibly strong relationship in the economic and commercial sense, in the security sense. We have the NATO alliance, and we in the values sense. We as Americans and we as Europeans share uniquely in this world, I think, the values of democracy, freedom of expression, human rights, the rule of law. And these are the things that bind us together.
So despite whatever concerns Americans may have about the role of the United States on the world stage under President Trump, the relationship with the Europeans is still solid?
I think it is a deep and longstanding relationship which can endure many ups and downs and occasional disagreements.
Said very diplomatically, I must say. David O'Sullivan is the EU ambassador to the United States, and he is here in Texas this week. Ambassador O'Sullivan, thanks again.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.